This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, a game show for today. And here's your host, Mark Richards.
Hi, and welcome to Starcade. Our two players have been warming up for today's exciting competition, and they'll be competing against each other for some fantastic prizes by playing the world's newest and most exciting video arcade games. Players, are you about ready to play some games?
Yeah.
Have some fun, win some prizes. Let's go play Starcade! Two contestants on Starcade. We have Rich Young. Hello, Rich.
How's it going?
How are you?
Fine.
Nice to have you with us on the program. And Rod Honeyman. Hello, Rod.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Just fine.
Well, good. Let's find out about our players right now. And I understand that, Rich, you collect comic books and you also bake.
Yes, I do. I collect DC comic books, and I've got about 500 of them. And I also, the baking, I enjoy baking cakes. That's my specialty, is cakes.
Did you bring us anything today? Oh, you know, we get hungry around here.
I know, but I wasn't prepared.
Okay, nice to have you with us, Rich. And Rod, I understand that you play the drums.
Yes, I do.
Since when did you decide you wanted to be a drummer?
About 3 years ago.
What kind of set do you have?
I have a four-piece Ludwig.
Uh-huh. Do you want to be another Gene Krupa?
More towards an Alex Van Halen.
Sure. Oh, my favorite. Oh, yeah, I remember him very well. Rich and Rod, shake hands, if you will, please. Let's get ready to play Starcade. And both Rich and Rod have been matched up as contestants based on their various playing ability on the various arcade games we have on Starcade. And speaking of the games, we have five games in our show today. And three of those games you'll both be playing. And then the winner of the game gets to play one of the two remaining games for the grand prize. And we have a prize for you, your very own video arcade game.
Right.
Yes, and here's Kevin to tell us what that prize is. Kevin?
It's Jungle Hunt, with lots of tree-swinging action to rescue the fair maiden from the savages. Jungle Hunt, furnished by Taito America.
Well, that's your prize. One of you could go home with that prize today. There's two rounds of competition on Starcade. You'll both be playing two games in round one, one game in round two. The high score at the end of each round of competition gets to play the bonus round for some additional prizes. And let me tell you right now that we have five games on the show, and here's Kevin to tell us all about today's five games.
Mark, game one is Puyan, a pig out for little piggies. Game two is Ms. Pac-Man, a petite lady munching her way through the maze. Game three, Donkey Kong, a game of rescue. Game four is Moon Patrol, a terrestrial game in another world. And game five, Super Zaxxon, a supersonic flight through space and time.
Those are the five games on today's program. Some you'll recognize, others will be brand new to you. And let me tell you right now, Rich and Rod, one of those games has a bonus prize attached to it. You pick that game, and that prize is yours. Let's see who gets to pick the very first game. I have a question based on video arcade games. The first one to press the buzzer, answer correctly, gets to pick. Good luck to both Rich and Rod on Starcade. Here's the question. In the game Robotron, super robots are taking over the world, and you must save the last family on Earth in the year A, 2084, or B, 2150. Rich.
2084.
That's what it is, 2084. And that means you get to pick the very first arcade game. Which will it be, Rich?
Moon Patrol.
Well, you're off to a good start. That sound means Moon Patrol was our special bonus game, and that means you also won yourself a special prize. Kevin, what did he win?
Two of your favorite Parker Brothers home video game cartridges. The challenge awaits you, furnished by Parker Brothers.
Rich, you picked Moon Patrol, and here's Kevin to tell us all about that game. Kevin?
Your mission is to pilot your moon wagon on the lunar surface, avoiding UFOs, rocks, and other lunar obstacles, and jumping over craters. Score points by firing on the enemy UFOs, by destroying or jumping over lunar rocks and other obstacles, and by jumping moon craters. Make bonus points by reaching the goals set for you in better than average time. Time for your drive on the moon.
Rich, you've chosen Moon Patrol. You're going to play that right now. You have a 40-second time limit on our clock, and get as many points as you possibly can. Good luck to you. Turn around into playing position. Ready, begin. Are you happy with your score?
Somewhat. It's a new game.
It's a new game. Yeah. You've never played it before.
No, I have not.
Well, we're going to give you 510 points for your efforts on Moon Patrol, and maybe you'll have a better opportunity to play it some other time.
All right,
and get
you.
Higher than 510.
I hope so.
All right, right now, let's bring over Rod. Come on over here, Rod. Is this game new to you or what?
Yes, it is.
You've never seen it before.
I've seen it, but I never played it.
Well, you're going to play it right now within 40 seconds, and you've got to try to beat Rich's 510 points. And don't forget, we're playing for your very own video arcade game, and you just might walk home with it today.
That'd be great.
Lots of luck. Turnaround, please, in position. We're going to give you 40 seconds on the clock. Ready? Begin. Some friends out in the audience there.
Yeah.
And they're cheering you, and you should be happy because you have 1,250 points for the first half of the first round of competition on Stargate. We'll be back with Rich and Rod and more of Starcade after these words. Welcome back to the second half of the first round of competition on Starcade. Four games remaining. We have Rich and Rod. Rod, you should be very happy. You have a very good lead so far. And whoever has the highest number of points at the end of this game gets to play our very first bonus round for some fantastic prizes. You ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Another question based on video arcade games. How many rows of advancing aliens are there at the beginning of the game Space Invaders? A, are there five, or B, are there six? Rich.
Six.
No. Five is the answer. Rod, you get to pick the next game. Which one will it be?
Super Zaxxon.
Super Zaxxon it is. We're going to play Super Zaxxon with Rod. Kevin, please tell us all about that game.
Travel at supersonic speeds through the galaxy in your Super Zaxxon spacecraft. Soar past an ominous floating fortress, scoring points by battling hidden rockets, rotating turrets, tracking parabolic antennas, super spaceships, and maser barriers. Survive the Tunnel of Doom and face the fire-breathing dragon. It's Super Zaxxon.
Rod, you've chosen Super Zaxxon. You have a very comfortable lead, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago. And we're playing a bonus round this game, so good luck to you. 40 seconds on our clock. Super Zaxxon, ready and begin. I guess that you play that game many times before.
Yeah.
The way you dodge those airplanes and those rockets.
Yeah.
5,000 points plus what you're ahead. Let's go right now with Rich. Come on up here, Rich. You've got a lot of points to get.
Got it.
You've got to get 5,000 plus. He's also about 1,000 ahead of you as we go into this round.
It's a good challenge, but I'm willing to attempt it.
Well, good luck to you. We're going to give you 40 seconds on the time clock. Ready? Into position. Wait for my cue. Good luck to you. Ready? And begin.
A little bit, yes.
Well, let's go on back to the podium and total up the scores, and let's see who gets to play our bonus round for some fine prizes. Rich, it looks like for the first two games on Starcade, you have 2,410 points, and Rod, 6,250. You get to play our bonus game. So that means you come on down here with me, if you will, please. And Rod, we're going to show you on our TV screens right behind us four video arcade games, one at a time. And if you identify them correctly, we've got some great prizes for you. And here's Kevin to tell us what they are. Kevin?
Rod, for three correct answers, the whole band is right in your hand with the Casio VL Tone. Five different instruments, 10 rhythms from rock to rumba, and a calculator too, the VL Tone from Casio, where miracles never cease. And for four correct answers, Rod, it's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcades. Your vision is our vision. ColecoVision from Coleco.
Rod, those are the prizes you could win on our bonus round. So if you're all set to go, turn around with me, if you will. We're going to show you four video arcade games, one at a time. I'll give you two answers. One of them is the right answer. You get them correctly, and you win yourself a prize. Let's take a look at the first one. Is this Runaround or Domino Man?
Domino Man.
You got it. Number two. Is this Jump Bug or Auto Jump?
Auto Jump.
No. I'm sorry, that's Jump Bug. Let's go with number three. Rod, is this Defender or Stargate?
Defender.
Yes. Answer this one right, and you win yourself a fine prize. Number four, is this Space Rocks or Asteroids?
Asteroids.
You got it. That's what it is. And you have yourself three out of four, and you've won yourself a Casio VL Tone as a prize. So we'll be back with Rod and with Rich and more Starcade right after these words. Well, everybody's a winner so far on Starcade. You both won yourself a prize. We have three games remaining, and this round of competition, one game at 30 seconds apiece, and another bonus prize round coming up. And don't forget, one of you could walk home today with your very own Jungle Hunt video arcade game. Good luck to Rich and Rod. Here's another question. In the space game Galaga, the attacking alien enemy is A, flies, or B, bees. Rich.
Bees.
You got it. That's what it is. It's bees. Three games remaining. Which one will it be?
Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man it is. Kevin, please tell us all about Ms. Pac-Man.
It's Ms. Pac-Man munching her way petitely through the dots while being chased by four monsters. Every dot she munches is another point on her score as she munches her way toward the Energizers. Gobbling one of these, she can then pursue the blue monsters for more points. But she's running again when the monsters change back to their original colors. She'll score extra points if she catches the fruits that appear briefly in the maze. You've chosen Ms. Pac-Man, a very petite lady.
Rich, I tell you, you picked my favorite all-time arcade game, Ms. Pac-Man. And this is an important round because you're going to play this game, and so is Rod. The high score on points on this game gets to play our next bonus round. So one game this round, 30 seconds on the time clock. So if you're all set, good luck to you. In position, Ms. Pac-Man, ready and begin.
Oh,
fairly well, but I hope it's better than his.
Are you happy with your 2,800 points?
Somewhat, yes.
Well, let's see how well your opponent will do. Come on up here, Rod. Your turn to play Ms. Pac-Man. Now, you've already played one bonus game. You can play another bonus game in just another minute or so if you do what?
Win at this.
And what do you have to do?
Beat 2,800.
You have to beat 2,800. If you get 2,800 in one point, you get to play another bonus round. Okay, 30 seconds on the clock. Into the position, if you will, please. Ready and begin. Disappointment on your face. What happened?
I lost.
Oh, well, you don't know if you lost yet. Let's go on back to the podiums and find out who gets to play our next bonus round. And it looks like Rod, what did you just tell me?
I lost.
You're right. You didn't lose, you just had a lower score. You have 1,810 points for that game. And Rich, 2,800 points. And you get to play our bonus game. Come on down here, if you will. Everybody gets a chance to play the bonus round. We'd like to have a lot of winners on the program. And before, it was Rod. Now it's your turn. Again, four video games on our TV screens behind us. We're going to show you one at a time. You identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes.
For three correct answers, it's the tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man, complete with joystick control and even shows best score. The arcade game you take home with you, Midway's Pac-Man by Coleco. And for four correct answers, it's the Texas Instruments home computer for education, home finance, and entertainment. It's not just for playing, it's also for learning. A home computer furnished by Texas Instruments.
You want that big one, right?
You got it. Both, that's the one I want.
They're all good prizes. Turn around with me, if you will, please. Rich, we're going to show you the games one at a time. I'll give you two answers. One of them is the correct answer, and good luck to you. Let's take a look at our very first monitor. Is this Kicks or Spirals?
Spirals.
No, I'm sorry, that's Kicks. Let's go with number two. Is this Robbie Roto or Roto Robot?
Robbie Roto.
Yes, you got it. Number three. Is this Tutankham or Dungeons?
Tutankham.
Yes, you got it. And identify this one right, and you win yourself a prize. Number four. Is this Centipede or Worm Around?
Centipede.
You got it. And you got yourself three out of four right, and you've won yourself a tabletop Pac-Man as your prize. Everybody's a winner, and we have more games with Rich and Rod, and we're going to total up the scores and see who gets to play for the grand prize right after these words. Welcome back to Starcade. Let's total up our points to see who gets to play for the very own video arcade game. Rich Young, looks like your efforts for today, 5,210 points. And Rod Honeyman, 8,060 points. And you are the big winner. Congratulations to you. Rich, you've been a great contestant. We have some great departing gifts for you. We hope that you'll join us again in the near future.
Will do. Thank
you. All right, Rod, right now, there are two games remaining on Starcade. We have Puyan and Donkey Kong. Now, listen carefully. If you choose Puyan, you must score at least 2,320 points. And if you choose Donkey Kong, you must score at least 290 points. Now, those are the average scores based on 20 people playing those two games for a 30-second time period, the same amount of time that you'll be having on the game of your choice. Which one will it be?
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong it is, as your final game. And here's Kevin to tell us all about the Donkey Kong game.
You're Jumpman, and your goal is to rescue the lady from Donkey Kong. Reach the top and score points by jumping over the barrels hurled down on you by Donkey Kong. Make extra points by jumping up to get the hammer, and then use it to smash the barrels and the fireballs on that level. Move on up the ladder, jumping barrels and avoiding fireballs to reach the second hammer. Reach the top, and Donkey Kong grabs the lady and moves up, and you begin again.
Well, that's it. 290 points is all you have to beat in a 30-second time period. We wish you luck. Who's out in the audience with you?
My grandmother and my cousin, Stephanie.
And a lot of friends. Everybody, let's wish them good luck, all right? They're all with you. Into position, please. Here's your Donkey Kong game for the grand prize. 30 seconds on the clock. Ready, begin.
Information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.